Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you had a great week. Now, it's the end of the first week in December, which means that we are well on our way into the Christmas period. And myself and my wife got right into the Christmas spirit last weekend and went straight out and bought our tree. We both absolutely love this time of the year and the build-up. I hope you do too. It's an incredible time. Now, it's an incredible time, but at the same time, it would be wrong of me on each of these episodes leading up to Christmas to not just provide you with a little bit of support. Now, there are a few things that kind of slip as PTs and online coaches. You know, I'm talking to fitness professionals, you know, online coaches, personal trainers. You slip. Your standards slip. You're talking to your clients every single day about the fact that they're looking forward to their holidays. Maybe they're breaking up in a week or two's time. They're having Christmas parties. They're talking about all their social life. And it becomes a real time of the year when, of course, everybody's enjoying themselves. Everybody having a great time, looking forward to the break. But here's the thing. You build most of your business in January and February for 2020. So if you start stepping off the gas now, in terms of the delivery of your coaching sessions, your clients might get to the break at Christmas if you have stepped off the gas. And they go, do you know what? I don't know whether I'm going to re-sign with my personal trainer. You know, it just didn't seem, or she didn't seem to be giving everything that I needed towards the end of the year. But if you acknowledge to your clients that maybe they're not 100% focused on losing body fat at this time of the year, or just improving their health all the time, or health or fitness, then that's cool. But that doesn't mean that you still don't follow up with them, support them, and give them a great training session. Same thing online, follow up, support them, check-ins, and you're not trying to set a goal for the 25th of December. What you're trying to do is to continue to remain a professional and make your clients aware that whilst they've got a lot on at the moment, it's still very important for them to stay on track as much as they can. If people are working towards a goal leading up to Christmas, then you keep up the pace. When they come and do a training session, you still deliver professional coaching. And just that little nudge to you to not step off the gas, because people are watching you at the moment. People are watching you thinking, man, I'm watching this coach on the gym floor and I'm wondering whether they're going to be the coach for me next year. People are on social media and they are making their mind up whether or not you potentially could be their online coach. Now, this flows very nicely into today's episode, episode 130. I'm going to talk to you about content creation. And I know that as soon as you saw the episode pop up on my social media feeds or within the emails, you were like, ah, yes, this is me. Well, here's the thing. Content creation is a kind of muddle or confusion for so many people. And every single day, and I welcome you to send me a DM on Instagram and just say, could you have a look at my Instagram? Because I want to help you. And here's the thing. I genuinely mean that. Because when you say that you're frustrated and you're confused and no one's engaging with you, I know what that's like. Now, you might look at my Instagram page and you'll say that you get loads of engagement, it's loads of people commenting. But guys, I've worked really, really, really hard for it. You know, people often say to me, you know, you're everywhere. I see your ads, I see your posts, I see your YouTubes, I see your Instagram, I see you on Instagram stories. But I've spent a lot of time actually building that up. Now, you'll look at some people that have a following of hundreds of thousands and they don't get much engagement. Yes, we have a lot of attention, but we don't have engagement. And the interesting thing here, moving into 2020, is Instagram. Instagram are hot on engagement. If you want your content to be seen I was actually watching a video this morning from somebody who teaches a lot of marketing and content creation. And he was saying something which I'm witnessing, and I know that engagement's down on Instagram with poor quality content. You know, it's not as kind of supported on these social media channels to just get loads and loads of likes. People, we want social interaction. That's what they're looking for, which actually means in 2020 that if you want your content to be seen, you actually have to be very, very good at creating content, creating connection with your audience. And I stopped for a second and I was like, wow, this is actually going to make it harder for fitness professionals. So it really tied in well with me putting this episode together, because I want to help you. You know, first and foremost, understand what I'm telling you there. I want to help you. That word connection, I genuinely mean this. When I do my episodes and people message me and go, Mark, you know, I really, really get that you're trying to help us. Understand that that is the first part of any form of value. I want to go above and beyond. That's my number one tip for you. And I'm going to really go into deep detail within this episode. So I want you to hang around. And I want you to actually, as you're going through this, go, wow, that's really helped me. I want you to get to the point of this episode where I want you to see whether or not there is engagement, whether you feel the need to send me a message and say, that really helped me. Because I'm working for engagement. I'm working for communication with you. This is what, now here's the transparency. If I can't be transparent with you guys and tell you what I'm doing, I spent a lot of time in the live call that I did on my Brand Impact Mastery 12-week business and marketing course, where I actually teach a lot of content marketing on there. We had a live call on Thursday and I said to the guys, you know, I'll be fully transparent. We had a strategy for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and I told them exactly what it is. It's in the recording of the live call in the group, and how I did it, how I spent 6 months building up brand new lists and brand new audiences of emails to be able to, behind the scenes, and you guys didn't see this, most of you, that we were running Black Friday and Cyber Monday offers to join the Brand Impact Mastery community. So there's a lot of trainers that joined the community this year, at the back end of this year, sorry, who in 2020 are going to be valuing from the branding and marketing. But we did this by offering a lot of value up front and then guiding people into emails. So the content that I'm putting out, I'm constantly trying to do as much as I can to ultimately, at the end of everything that you put within your content, all of you are going to be selling online coaching, you're going to be selling personal training, you're going to be selling 8-week challenges, you might even be selling ebooks. A lot of you have got to understand that content, first and foremost, the word content. Content is a means of getting attention from our audience. So let's say the word audience first and foremost, because when I put a lot of my content out, I know my audience. It's personal trainers, online coaches, fitness professionals who are trying to build a brand, build a business, become better coaches, and I provide content to help you achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. Building a brand, building a business. So when you come on my page, you know that after the many, many years that I've been creating content, if you hang around and you wait for my content, I'm spending a lot of time. I've got a whiteboard to my left, two whiteboards to my left, with a massive list of content ideas. And I'm spending a lot of my time nowadays trying to think of the best ways to be able to engage with you, captions to use, images to use, content to create, to provide you with more and more value. Now, one of the most important things about 2020 is the fact that you have got to be creating above and beyond content, i.e. you've got to be doing more and more to get attention. But the first and foremost, most important thing is target audience. A lot of you are chopping and changing with your target audience. A lot of you are unsure of who it is that you're talking to. And as such, every single time you put a degree of confusing content out, you are confusing the audience who are remaining loyal to your page. So the first and foremost thing I want you to think about is, who is your target audience? Understand that your page is a shop front. When it comes to content, I want you to imagine that no one else sees what you put in, apart from the people that follow your content. That's the first thing, to remove any overwhelm, any kind of struggle that you have in terms of what people perceive you as. I want you to just keep thinking. I've said this many times before. You take a photo of a male and a female of your target audience. If it's females, just have a female picture. If it's a male, put it in front of you on your desk. Put it on front of your phone. That's the person you're creating content for. First and foremost, you have your target audience. If it's women between 30 and 45, if it's men between 18 and 25, if it's men and women trying to lose weight and feel great and have improved self-confidence, take a photo from somebody on social media who might not have a lot of self-confidence, so they're not wearing particularly attractive clothes, they've not really done their hair, they're not really looking after their presentation. You know, it's a guy that's potentially a bit skinny and wearing baggy clothes and not really looking after himself. Have those photos in front of you. Now, if you work with physique athletes, you know, you want to work with girls that want to improve their glutes or they want to improve their physique, then go on social media and pick out maybe a girl that's wearing Gymshark but doesn't look amazing in it, but clearly wants to fill out a Gymshark leggings and wants to wear a more fitted top. You know, start picking out pictures of these types of people. If you want to work with an overweight lawyer, type in overweight lawyer on Instagram and on social media and take a photo of a lawyer in a ill-fitting suit with a belly, you know, or a button bursting. Just have this photo. That's the first thing I want to say to you, is you have got to sit down at home and become a content creator. When we create content, it's not about putting a picture out. It's not about just writing a post and getting it out there. The deep thought that needs to go into creating content really is such an important thing for me to get across. The second thing I want you to talk to you about is that your page, your social media, is a direct reflection of your brand. I have a free trial of my Brand Impact Mastery course, and it is available if you click the link in my Instagram bio, all right? You can download that, and it will give you a 10-step branding. It's section one of Brand Impact Mastery, my 12-week online marketing and business course. Go to the top link in my Instagram, download or add your email address and download the 10 steps of branding. Because if I go down your Instagram page and I look at the images, and you actually could say to me, if we had a call, I want my brand to be professional, knowledgeable, fun. I want it to be clean, as in presentation-wise. And I want it to be regarded for being a high standard of results. And I go, okay, cool. So that's like part of your brand, right? So if you go to a Porsche garage and they have this real clear brand, that it's very smart, it's very clean, it's high tech, it's very professional. And you go in and the girl on the counter goes, hey, what do you want? And then you sit down and there's dirt all over the tables. And then they get you a coffee and it's just awful, watery, in a really crappy mug. That's not a brand that's aligned. Okay, but you wouldn't get that if you went to Porsche. Similarly, when you go into M10, it's smart, professional, knowledgeable. You have to press a buzzer to come in the gym. The gym's very, very clean. The trainers are very professional and look after you. And then when we go to Instagram, we look at the Instagram page and you see our professional images, you see our content, it's linked to the website links to the brand, and you'd say smart, professional, educated, and high standards. Now I'm going to say this to you. What I'm saying is, with branding, there needs to be a coherence, okay? With your product, when you look at your brand, when you go to your page, is it contradictory to what you want to be known for? Now, here's the thing with content. You have to be staying with a consistent brand theme, style, for a long time. I'm going to tell you right now, content takes time to build or use to build relationships with your target audience. So here's two things. If you're unsure of what your brand is, then you're going to find it very hard to build engagement, because there is a disconnect between your page and you, and I don't really get a feeling for the brand that you're trying to present because you're confused. The second thing is, you don't understand your target audience. So you're talking to women that want to lose weight, you're talking to guys that want to add muscle, your target's general population, and I see you just putting out your current PB with deadlift. And then I see you talking about you know, put, I saw a guy the other day whose population was, I help men and women lose weight and improve their self-confidence. And there was like a Rage Against the Machine music being played over him getting ready to do a back squat. And I was like, do you really think someone with low self-confidence who's trying to lose weight would be inspired to go on your page and actually see that? And it was like, well, no. So the thought of you doing that again is going to impact their ability or desire to come back on your page. So the first and fundamental things I want to get across is brand is so important. What is your brand? Go to the top of my Instagram feed and download the 10-step branding process that I take you through so you can move into 2020 with a coherence of what your brand. The second thing is absolutely nailing down your target audience. The third thing I'm going to tell you is this. Those that are good at content creation, understand copywriting, psychology, their knowledge about their specialist field, fat loss, muscle building, weight loss. I speak to a lot of trainers and I say, when was the last time you studied a course? When was the last time you actually went back over your course notes? Do you know the stuff that you've been studying? A lot of trainers trying to create content and become come across educated in their specialist field, and you've not done a course all year, or you've not studied, you're not educated. So you're trying to teach something that you don't know, which means that your content is very basic, and it's not, I don't mean that basic as in like not complicated enough, but it's not directly targeted to your target audience because you don't know the content that they need to learn. So education, you need to understand sales, because here's the thing. Sales is a process of impacting people's emotions, beliefs, and thoughts to a degree that you're highlighting to them that they need your product and service, that's through copywriting as well, and then guiding people through a process so that they invest in your products and services, sales. Next thing, English and grammar. I was only speaking to a trainer last night who acknowledges that the grammar is poor. If you go to somebody's page and the grammar is poor and the English is poor, if you're foreign language and your English is poor, it's going to impact people's ability to engage with you. I've got a guy I'm working with at the moment who has an English teacher. And he's creating a lead magnet at the moment, a way of collecting email addresses from his target audience and putting it together. He's going through each of the stages and he's sending it to his English teacher. They're coming around and they're going through it. Why? Because his grammar's poor. His English is poor. What about graphic design? Now, you guys know I'm... Over the years, not only in the last few years, I've been very fortunate enough to have a wife who's a phenomenal graphic designer. But I've hired graphic designers for a long time. And when graphic designers send ideas to me, whether it's designing my ebooks, whether or not it's designing the website, whether it's designing some graphics, I will listen to them, talk to them, and say, okay, this is my brand, these are the colors, these are how I want to come across. So I want to make sure when I put my content out that it's in line with my brand. Not, oh, that's a great image, let's just put it out. Everything is aligned all the way through. And people will say to me, you know, your brand is very clean, it's very crisp, it's very presentable. I take a lot of pride in the graphic design. So copywriting. Copywriting is essentially speaking in a way that builds communication and ultimately sells, because you're writing in a way that builds a connection that drives people further down the customer journey to eventually buying from you. Copywriting is communication in words, right? So copywriting, psychology. So psychology means we actually have to understand our target audience. You have to understand their pains, their struggles, their emotions, the reason why they do things, the reason why they don't do things. Psychology is, can we use words and triggers to instill change in people or highlight areas where people are clearly struggling and then provide them solutions through psychology, which increases engagement. Yeah, when I provide something of extreme value to you guys, like I hope this is so far, you can't help message me and say, the podcast was really helpful, it's changed my perspective on everything, or you share the podcast because I'll ask you. And why do I ask you? Let me explain this. I want to help personal trainers all over the world. I want to not just, people say they want to make the industry a better place. I'm actually less concerned with making the industry a better place. I'm more concerned with helping you have a fulfilled, successful, and happy career. We're going to have a weight loss health epidemic for years and years and years to come. But I wanted to use my knowledge and education and skill over the years to help as many people as I could. And in turn, I've been able to be fortunate enough to be in a position where I can help you grow and improve your knowledge. And I'm truly fulfilled the most when I get a message that says whether or not your diary is full, whether your online coaching business is full, whether people are engaging with you. Yes, you're changing lives, you're helping other people, but when that sticky situation that you've been in changes, if you're earning X amount and you're struggling, and then suddenly you double that, and then you can put a deposit down on a house and you're fulfilling, you're suddenly getting the best results ever and you're helping more people. For me, it's all about you. I have really taken my time throughout my industry to learn as much as I can to improve my quality of life, my clients that I've helped. And when I really, really, really know that your life is improving, that's what's fulfilling to me. This is about connection, guys, right? So I've just given you a very big tip there. In my content, in my language, in my words to you, I care. Now I'm going to say to you, and we're going to move into kind of some essentials for you creating content. People buy from you, your values, your life, your personality, your knowledge, your experience, your passion to help other people. Simon Sinek wrote in his book about why, find your why. That ultimately, what is it that you're doing what you're doing for? I had a life where I was bullied at school, I wasn't very intelligent, I didn't have much body, I didn't have a great deal of friends in the early days. And I've actually turned my life's purpose into building me as an individual that's filled all of those areas. You know, I became more educated, I built my physique, I got a lot more friends, I became more educated so that I could actually help more people. In turn, now I'm helping you. And then there's this connection with Mark to help you. And you know that. So I'm going to ask you now, where's the connection with you and your customers? If you're creating a piece of content that talks about water and why you need water, or you talk about protein and why you need protein, how is that really connecting with your target audience? People buy into you. So when you're creating your content, am I seeing who you are? 2020, one of the most important things is going to be video. I do video. I do the spoken word in my podcast. How do we get to know you, your personality? People buy into you. That's something that's very, very important. How are you going to present you? Video? Text? Podcasts? But you're competing in this day and age with people that are very, very good and have become very, very good. This is the interesting thing. You're competing in a very, very busy market. Instagram and Facebook are going to reward those who get engagement, which basically means that you have to become very, very good and a diligent content creator, copywriting, psychology, education, sales, English, grammar, graphic design. And if you don't understand this, I'm looking behind me right now and I can see on my bookshelf books about copywriting, books about psychology, all the knowledge that I've learned in professional coaching, books on sales. I've hired English and grammar teachers. I didn't do great at school. And you'll be thinking, yeah, but Mark, talk to me about creating pictures today. I'm giving you a framework that will make you a better content creator. Because without any of these skills, without graphic design, hire a graphic designer. Hire a graphic designer for 6 months and say, can you create my content? The graphic designer will tell you, hey, what is your brand? What are your colors? What's your theme? How do you want people to feel? And then you're like, wow. When I had a load of graphics created and my first ebook created, I had a massive avatar builder for my business and target audience and brand. And the graphic designer took me through like a 15-page document to get out of my head what my brand was. And I just filled it all out because I've actually spent a long time knowing my brand inside out. That's why people connect with it. That's why people understand what we're all about. So you might think, well, Mark, today I wanted you to tell me exactly what I should put on a text, how I should present an image, which I'm going to talk about in a second. But people don't engage with you because it's another skill you don't know. So if you don't know fat loss, if you don't know exercise mechanics, if you don't know cellular biology, if you don't know training and hypertrophy methodology. You've got to learn all that, right? But then as you learn it all, you know, or, you know, whether or not it's nutrition and diet, creating diets and program design, you learn all that through your career. But more diligent you come, more knowledgeable you come, guess what? It actually impacts the growth and development of your business through improving clients' results and the way you communicate. So then it's about taking that knowledge that you have and put it into copywriting and using the psychology aspects and your knowledge. But because if you don't know how to write, what's in your head becomes confusing because it's not presented right. So learning copywriting in the basics, learning psychology, learning books of sales, and spending some time with somebody to help you with your English and grammar, if that's important, is going to have a dramatic effect on your content creation. No one really talks about this, you see. No one really talks about this. But I'm going to tell you, hire a graphic designer. You know, the 6 months worth of getting them to create your content based on what your brand is, you'll see a huge, huge change in the perception of your brand. And then let's come into kind of the engagement, right? So here's the next thing to consider. If we're going to create content, we kind of understand what our brand is. You've downloaded my 10-step branding document. It's free. I want to help you. Please understand that. If you don't, why haven't you? Oh, you're going to try and sell me something. Guess what? You don't have to buy it. Of course I want you to join my Branding Pup Mastery 12-week course. I'd love you to. I know you're going to get a lot from it, but guess what? Just unsubscribe. You go on, download it, watch it, unsubscribe. Fine, done. But my gift to you is this podcast and the step-by-step process to understanding your brand, because then when I'm going to talk to you now about content guidelines, we've got to start thinking about how are you going to present your content. So your content is your knowledge. Your content is your personality. So let's have a look at this for a second. People in the fitness industry, they need to be motivated. They need to motivate. How do we motivate people? Well, we motivate them. Quotes are a pretty big thing, right? Inspiring them through your own actions. If you are not the inspirational leader of your tribe, people won't connect with you anywhere near somebody that they're inspired by. So if you're not in shape, you're not training, you're not pushing yourself, there isn't something about you that makes me think, damn, I want to follow them. Look at the people with big followings. They are doing something that others won't. I'm going to tell you this. In 2020, you have to do more than everybody else. When you see these people with 100,000 followers, yes, they've got a great body, but damn, they train hard. They're inspiring. And the funny thing is, some of them actually are nowhere near as good content creators as some of the educators, but there's something so inspiring about them that people reach out and go, you are inspiring because of the way that you train, and I want you to be able to teach me. And if you ask them about their content knowledge and strategy, they probably won't have much. They just give everything they can to being the most inspiring person possible. And as a result, people contact them and want to train with them. But until you are an inspirational person and have created, you know, in the early days for me, it was all about building my physique. And I was like, okay, well, I'll show you my journey. It may be not that inspiring, but along the way, I'll teach you as well. So you can see that I'm building my body and my business. You can see that I'm teaching you what I'm doing along the way, but I'm also talking to you and teaching you how you can do the same thing too. So motivation and inspiration, that's something very important. How do you present motivation and inspiration? Well, you can use quotes, you can use your videos of your own training, you can use pictures of your training, but then we've got to think about how we get them to stand out, which I'll cover in a second. Education. So then we have to go back to the brand and we go back to our target audience and we say, what type of education do people need from me? And here's the thing, don't make it boring. Water is very important because 70% of your body is water. No. Well, how does the importance of hydration play a part in people's ability to get results? And also, what's the action that people should take? Protein. What is it about protein that people need to know that would dramatically impact their training results? And is it per gram that they need to understand? And how on earth am I actually going to do that? So parts of your education is teaching people the fundamentals as if it's general population people. They don't really understand how much to eat, how to weigh stuff, what it means, why it's important. So in between your content, the education material, if it's just a picture of water, it's boring. If it's maybe an infographic that's giving me some very valuable information that I can take away. But here's the thing. Go back to the very valuable content that you consume on a day-to-day basis and question, what is it that's made that so valuable? How has it impacted your life? If I give you four tips about four things that you should do in the run-up to Christmas to improve your fitness business, I've thought intently, I'm going to give you four things. Now, on an infographic, that's shared hundreds of times. Engagement. It's commented lots of times. I get lots of direct messages because I've directly impacted your ability to improve your business leading into the Christmas period. So if you create a post that's educational, that doesn't dramatically impact something that I'm doing right now, I've got no reason. I'll consume it, I'll look at it, I like it, but I don't engage with it. So education, motivation, inspiration. Now, in some cases, if your brand, you want your brand to be known as quite funny or entertaining, then yes, a percentage of your content should be entertaining and humorous. There are a lot of people who are getting a lot of attention on social media because they want a lot of eyeballs. Motivators, educators in vast fields of personal development, they want a lot of eyeballs on their content. So they're sharing viral, funny and entertaining content. From a fitness professional's perspective, if you work with a lot of people all over the world for weight loss and fat loss, it might be valuable to share some funny, viral content. But if your market is very, very specific, for example, mine, it might be that you stay contained within the field of education that you're in. And that's why my following is not going into the hundreds and 200,000s, because personal training, fitness professionals, online coaching is very, very niche. So motivation, education, inspiration, and humor. Okay, so that's four things. Then we look at your style and way of presenting content. So we've got videos, infographics, quotes, quote images. Now the videos can be of you speaking. The videos could be of you training. The videos could be of you and a client. The videos could be testimonials. But here's an important thing to think about. When you present your content, if you are an inspirational person, either you have a great physique or it's something that you know as an image in itself is going to stand out amongst all the noise on social media, then you can use that as alone. Because physiques, bums, cars, flash cars, money, it stops people in their tracks. If you're not doing anything or putting anything out that's really going to attract attention, then you need to support it with the degree of text. And I see this a lot. Go down personal trainers grids and I look at it and I go, bah, you've got images, but they're no different. They're just plain images of maybe a cup of water, or it's an image of you doing a squat, but it's from really far away, but you've not really got much muscle, so you're not really going to stand out in people. Now, if you did a squat and you said five variations of doing the squat or five benefits of doing the squat, somebody going down that wants to learn about the squat might go, oh, well, the picture wasn't really that inspiring, but I actually want to know five benefits of doing the squat. So in terms of content guidelines, you need to ascertain or differentiate between, you know, you see girls that are the really, really good looking girls with great physiques, and they'll put a picture out of themselves and you'll go and they've got 50,000 following plus. Well, the pictures are getting attention, right? You're maybe not like that, or you maybe not developed your physique yet. So the attention is not going to be on your image. So maybe you could use the image as an educational resource piece for something that you're doing with your training or something that you're able to educate your audience with. So if you're going to put an image out, first and foremost, it needs to be very, very clear. The quality needs to be very, very good. You have no excuse with mobile phones nowadays to not get somebody to take a photo of you, whether it's sociably, whether it's professionally, whether it's in the gym. And this goes for results as well, guys. Please understand this. If you got to this part of the podcast, you're going to take this gem away. The level that you guys present results at, in a lot of cases, is very poor. Every time a client starts with you, online or face-to-face, take pride in how you take the photo. Take the photo as if the client is going to be worthy of being in Muscle and Fitness at the end of it. Oh, sorry, the starting picture wasn't very good. My client sent a bad one. Not their fault, your fault. Whenever you're going to get to do a photo for somebody at home, if they send it in and it's poor, it's not aligned with your brand guidelines, you get them to send it again. We can't continue your coaching until you do a better picture. In the gym, there's a place where you take photos with a white background. It's very, very plain. It's presentable. You take a photo as if it's going to be featured in a magazine. That's your starting photo. And every single picture that goes alongside that photo all the way through, same height, same distance, same distance away from the camera. You are presenting professional results. If they're poor, it's a reflection of your brand. The next thing to think about is text. Build relatable content. So when you create a post and it goes attitude, so you put a picture and it just says attitude. Well, attitude doesn't stop anybody in their tracks. It's just a statement. Commit to the goal. It's a statement. Spark intrigue by 9 times out of 10 making a statement of intent that gives people value. So if you're actually saying 5 benefits to 10 strategies that will, how to, these are more beneficial because people know they're going to learn something from stopping and reading your content. You've got to remember when you are putting a post out with a picture, with text, with a bold statement, you've got to spark intrigue. You're not sparking intrigue by going commitment. That doesn't stop anybody and make them think, oh, I wonder what they're going to be talking about. But if it's about committing to a goal, actually make the point within the post about the commitment to the goal and how commitment or 5 strategies to maintain a high level of commitment, right? Within that, you're thinking, well, I struggle with commitment. And I'm possibly going to learn 5 strategies that's going to help me commit to my goal. And that sparks that level of intrigue, right? So if you just put a post out with a post saying, you know, failure, people are like, whatever. But if you actually make a statement out of it and spark more of an intrigue, people will go down to your copy. So go to people's pages, go to my pages, look at them and think, oh, I can see what he's done with that. You have to be interested. You have to research other people's pages. Now, the copy, when you're writing copy, underneath the image, the main body of where the copy is, I want you to think about this. Always start with this question. Always make a point. Challenge people's beliefs, thoughts on certain subjects. Do you think it's possible to? Have you considered if? That will make somebody go, have I? I'm going to read the rest of that content. Then you do 2 lines, make a space. 2 lines, make a space. Why? Make your content easy to digest. More than 6-7 lines. Don't just put a statement saying, win your day. 2020 is about value. Teach people, empower people, educate people, help people achieve their goal. Don't just say, conquer the day. A great physique is what displays your strength. You've got to actually put time into writing. And if you can't write, you need to learn copy. If you haven't done copy, you need to become more educated. If you're not very educated, you need to learn client psychology. All of these things come together. So the other thing you need to do is you need to write to your audience as if you're helping them. So I said to you earlier on in the episode, and I genuinely mean this, guys, because I've been where you are. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. If I can wrap my hands around you and you guys who contact me by phone or come to my seminars or come to my mastermind programs and the mentoring that we do at M10, you know that we literally want to wrap you up in cotton wool and help you change your life. And I genuinely mean that. Now, if I read your content, if you read my content, do you think I'm helping you? This podcast right now, I'm genuinely sitting here thinking, how can I add more value? I can't do this in 20 minutes today, which is why it's a long episode. So I want you to write to your audience. Hey guys, you know, I'm talking to you, right? When you write content about hydration, about water, is it making anybody feel like the post about them? You write a post about protein. You need protein if you. Well, let's give some people some reason why they would probably be feeling the effects of not having enough protein. Let's talk to people about, I want you to succeed. I want you to build muscle. And therefore, I want you to understand that you need to eat X, Y, Z, and you need to be focused on X, Y, Z if you want to feel great in your body. So drop me a DM, and this is the last bit, call to action. You know, if you're struggling to know how much protein you should be eating, send me your weight into my DM. Go into my Insta stories and I'll put a grid about how much protein you should actually be eating in terms of a table. Wow, it goes up to your DM. As soon as we hit the DM says, send me a DM. They go to your Instagram stories. Go to the Instagram stories and on the post, the graphic that you've put, which shows protein intake, says, send me a DM if you want me to tell you exactly what you should be eating in terms of your protein. Wow, DM. Then I get a DM, and that's where we can build relationships. So if you now think about it, you've got text on an image that sparks intrigue, great images, great value, great content, copy that starts with a question or makes a point. You space out your copy, which makes it easy to read. And then you talk to your audience throughout your content, and then you give them a call to action to do something. Always drive an engagement, always drive in a comment. Give me a fist if you agree with me. You know, give me a high five if you agree with me. You know, get it in the comments. Get people to start engaging with you so that you can spark conversations. So why is it that people aren't engaging with you? Well, here's the thing. If your content's not interesting, people aren't going to hang around. If your content's not valuable, and I mean this, guys, when I say valuable, go to a page that you deem as extremely valuable. If you find me valuable and helpful, look at what I do. Look at how above and beyond I go. Look at the efforts that I go to try and give you guys the solutions to building your business. Yesterday, somebody messaged me and said they doubled their revenue from 4K to 8K simply by listening to the podcast, and I hadn't invested a penny with me. Amazing. There will be people in life who absorb your content and get lean. And then there are people in life that will absorb your content and want you to do it for you, for them, right? Or build muscle or do whatever. There will always be those of you that are articulate and educated enough to take my content and do well with it. And then there are those of you that, just like I've done throughout my career, and I've hired, invested, reached out to people to help me grow my business. Because it's a quicker way to do it than trying to work out how to do it yourself. You know, people can teach you copywriting, hire a mentor. People can teach you psychology, read books, hire a mentor. You've become educated, go on courses. Don't forget our 2020 education dates are available on m10life.com/education. Edinburgh, London, Nottingham. Massive year for us this year. You can learn sales, English and grammar, hire a teacher, graphic design, get somebody to do your graphic design for 6 months so that you can actually see style, right? So content's not valuable. It's not helping people. Look at the problems that your audience face. I know with you guys, I'm looking to my left right now. I know you struggle with developing coaching standards because I see it all the time. You might not think that they are, but I know that they are. Social media you struggle with. Online coaching, having motivation to get up every day and train your clients because you're not inspired. You need to learn more about vision, brand, vision, email marketing, how to achieve better results with your clients, personal growth and development. I'm reading these off my wall because they're constantly reminding me of the content that I need because I understand you. So if you're not solving the problems of your audience, you don't know your audience. You don't prompt enough questions. Like, you know, if you go into a bar and you stand there and you just look at people and nod, that's what your content's like. If you go over to somebody and say, hey, how are you getting on? How's your training? Like, I've joined my new gym in North London, right? And I actually now speak to a lot of people when I train there. And some people that are terrible at engaging won't make a point of talking to people. I had a guy come up to me the other day and said, are you benching? And are you using the bench? I said, yeah. And I said to him, hey, do you want to train with me? He looks strong. I've seen him train and he's acknowledged me in the past. Well, we trained and we got to know each other. We engaged. We had a common ground. We helped each other. And it's happened to me so many times in the gym by just engaging and talking to people. But here's the other thing. I'm relatable. I train. I'm relatable. I hope people see me train hard. People want to get involved. Then people follow your content. They see that you want to help. They see that you're providing valuable content. They see you're inspirational and leading from the front and trying to better yourself in all areas, you know, whether it's courses or clients or whatever, results. And people feel the need to engage. But here's the thing. If I didn't say to this guy, come on, jump in, I wouldn't have got a chance to talk to him. So you don't prompt any questions from people and you don't engage first. I actually said to this guy, train with me. I could have just ignored him. Do you go into people's DMs? Do you message people? Do you try and spark engagement with your content? You know, we've got to understand, right, that moving into 2020, 2019 was no different, right? But Instagram and Facebook, they give us so many tools, especially on Instagram. There's live polls that you can do. There's live feeds to drive engagement. There's Q&As. You can ask your clients what they want to learn. You can talk to your personal training clients. You can talk to, you know, people in direct messages about what type of content they'd like to see, you know. But you, within your content to spark engagement, which is what the social media platforms want, you got to be busy. You got to be in there. You got to be invested. Gary Vee talks about it all the time. You know, 10, 15, 20 DMs a day into people's inboxes, talking to them, striking up conversation, making the platform work. You know, And the last thing I want to say to you here is, I've got my whiteboards to my left and I'm sitting here this morning creating my process, looking at my content, what I'm going to be doing. I knew what episode I was going to be doing for a long time because my schedule's already done. You've got to plan out your content. You've got to have an audience that you're writing for. You've got to look at what topics you're going to be talking about. And you've got to understand that if some content works, you've got to find different ways of making it work even better. If something doesn't work, it may be a sign that you shouldn't be using it as frequently. So I could go on. I really could go on. If you're really struggling, guys, you know, you've only got to just send me a message and say, look, don't say have a look at my page. Just say, I'm trying. Let's move on from Mark, could you have a look at my page? Because you're just expecting me to tell you what to do. I would like you to go download my free branding document by clicking the link in my Instagram and downloading the free trial. Read it, watch it. Engage with it, watch it, the download, go through the process. Say, my brand is trying to be this. My target audience is this. What do you think I'm doing wrong, or what do you think I could do more of? And then also the last thing I want to say is be prepared to time. If you've only been doing this a short time, it takes a while. If you've been doing it for a long time, realign yourself with everything I've gone through this episode. I genuinely have, I hope this episode's helped you. I've gone over what I said I was going to do time-wise. Nearly 35 minutes, 40 minutes. But I hope you've stayed engaged with me right to the end. Guys, if you feel that copywriting, psychology, education, sales, English, grammar, graphic design is not a strong area of yours and you've got to the end of the episode, then on January the 17th, I teach all this within my business framework at my business mastermind on the 17th of January. It's 6 months. You will go through the whole journey. 6 months is not very long, but if you want to level up, take your online business, your face-to-face business, your professional standards, your knowledge of all those six areas that I talked to you about, copywriting, psychology, your knowledge and ability to deliver your education, sales, you know, your English, your communication, the value you're adding, your graphic design. If you want to take all that to another level, then go to my Instagram, click on the Business Mastermind, send me an application form, or send me a DM and say you want to know more information, because it's a fast track way to learning all this stuff without having to do it on your own. But it's Saturday. I hope you found this podcast of value. Please share it, comment, send me a message. Let more people know the podcast exists. Let's help more trainers in the fitness industry. And enjoy your weekend. Guys, take care.